This is Radio Kate, working my way around the BET Education and Technology Fair here in London, Olympia, and I've come over to have a look and see what school radio are doing. Schoolradio.co.uk. I say, I'm Radio Kate, I like radio, so of course I feel drawn to this stand, and here with me is Liam. Can you just tell me, like, what is this? Are you seriously saying that schools can do radio?
Yeah, absolutely. We put studios into schools to allow the children to broadcast. They can make programs for either live broadcasting or pre-recorded. And the crucial thing we do is put studios into schools that are of a similar level to the kind of things we put into radio stations. So our core business is actually supplying radio stations. Secondary to that, we also put together a range of packages for schools to allow them to use the same techniques, the same technology to create radio programs or to do live broadcasts.
So this is a real deal. This is not like me sitting there with my little tape recorder at home back in the day. Didn't really do that. Well, all right, maybe I did. This is proper kit. I mean, I've worked in radio stations. This is what you put into a school, this nice little setup you got here.
Yeah. So all our systems are full self-contained radio studios. All of the equipment is professional equipment. Probably the crucial part is the software element, because that's pretty much a big part of radio now. So the software we put in is a piece of software called Myriad. And Myriad's used in radio stations across the country, both commercial and community radio. So we have large broadcasters like TalkSport, Guardian Media Group, UTV Group, using the same software that we're putting into primary schools. And the reason we can do that is because...
primary schools? So we're not even talking like, you know, 15 to 18, we're talking like Ickle. Who's.
Yeah, we've even done a few infant schools now, but you know, primary schools make up almost a third of all our installations are at primary schools, so young children can use the system very well. The reason we can do that is because the system's designed for creative people, not technical people. So
I like it already.
Yeah, so it's designed to be very easy to use. I mean, if you've seen Myriad, it's, you know, it's all about drag and drop, and we also designed our own mixing desk because we found that the mixing desks on the market weren't really simple enough or had the right feature set, so we've done that. And we put together a range of packages to allow either portable or fixed studios to be put into the schools. We also set up streaming for the schools so they can stream around the school network and on the internet. And of course, they can make podcasts and things like that as well. And the final thing is we can help them with putting speakers in key areas as well. So a typical school might stream around the network so it's available in classrooms, put some speakers in the dining hall and in the playground, and make their programs available on the internet for people to listen to.
I mean, this looks really smart. I'm very impressed and slightly jealous because I'd like something like this in my house. Come on, there can't be that many schools that can either afford to or have the time to put in a school radio station. How many schools are actually having their own stations?
Sure. Well, we ourselves have put in around 300 systems now. It's just a little shy of 300. We were hoping to hit that number by bet, but we're about five short at the moment. So those of course range from primary schools to higher education, but the main focus is for primary and secondary. And we originally thought it'd be mainly secondary when we first started looking at this, but it is actually a fairly even mix between the two.
That's really cool. And you were talking about podcasting there. I'm just wondering, is there a very simple, everything else in the setup seems simple, is there a simple way that a school can just upload their stuff? Or could Audioboo help you with that, perhaps?
Yeah, well, we do include a tool called the Podcast Creator, and basically that allows you to load in the metadata as well as the audio, and you can set an upload location, which can then, it will upload both the metadata, or the XML file, and the audio itself. So,
but you don't host that?
No, we don't host that, so we can actually host it, but we don't usually.
We can.
Yeah, so we leave that to third parties, really. We're trying to, again, remove the kind of nerdy technical element from it because, you know, FTPing files to different things is just too much of a hassle, as you know.
Yeah, that's why I fell in love with Audioboo, because, I mean, my background's radio. I create loads of nice content and it would sit on my computer because I didn't know about servers and hosting and streaming, and Audioboo came along and I was just like, oh, this is great. I stick it on there and then they look after everything else. All right, let's get down to business. If I wanted... Hypothetically, if I personally wanted a system like this, say, in my bedroom, how much would it set me back?
Our systems start about $5,800. As I say, they do include on-site installation and training. They do include full Myriad Suite, which is professional software. The most popular one we do is the Portable Plus. That's $7,500, but that is everything that you need.
Well, I think we are being told to disappear and... there's a little cheer going around at the end of the conference. That's probably from all the exhibitors who've been stood around here talking for how many? One, two, three, four?
4 days.
4 days. Well, I hope you've had an educational time here and provided lots of information. Thank you ever so much for talking to us.
Thank you.